It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show. Welcome, everybody. Happy Monday. Today is April 22nd, 2024. We're still in this Mercury retrograde. I think we have some, like a week or so left. I'm not exactly sure, but we are on the eve of a Scorpio full moon. We had some fun astrological aspects this weekend that were pretty intense. I was feeling it on Saturday, especially. I know that the transit was on Sunday, but Saturday was, woof, it was a day full of emotions and a lot of realizations and just like, whoa. It was weird because I was on automatic pilot on Saturday, and these emotions were coming in this certain way that I was feeling. And of course, my body just wanted to act out in the normal way that it does act out when it's feeling that way. And it's like, I got to get out of here. That's what I do. I'm a double fire sign. So when things get uncomfortable for me, I'm just ready to grab my bag and leave. Like, I got to go. So, that's how I felt on Saturday. And I think in the spirit of what was going down astrologically, I paused for a minute and thought, do I really have to get up and go? Or should I make a different decision? Should I go with the old, or should I evolve from this pattern that I've had my entire life long? Is to bolt when things get hot, or just leave and say, I gotta remove myself from this. I decided to stay, and it worked out pretty well, actually. Evolve or repeat. I was definitely choosing to evolve this weekend, which makes me happy, that's for sure. I'm trying to find my, let's see if we could find, I found you guys. See where you guys are at. Hang on one second. So today, what are we going to talk about? We're going to continue the conversation on quantum jumping, because that's always fun. And, wrap up that conversation with some tips and tricks, and reminders. And we'll talk about the Scorpio full moon that's taking place. I believe it's tomorrow. And, we'll talk about what that means, for us, each of us, our different astrological signs and how it's going to affect all of us, in what way. I wrote down some blurbs about that. I did my homework this morning, and I threw some cards on each sign. I was looking into some stuff on the retrograde as well, and, what's going on there. Let's Jake, could you, I lost the, I'm going to have to refresh this page. I lost my banner for some reason. Hang on. Let's see. Oh, and if you guys want to ask any questions, feel free to jump in the chat room and do so. I don't mind at all. I'll be answering your questions today. Yeah, I can't find my banner on Facebook. I don't know. I'm going to have to just hang on, guys. All right, let's see. Hey, Renee, how are you? Wonderful to see you, Elizabeth. Let's see. Hang on a second. Hi, Miriam. It's so nice to see you. And John is here. Wonderful to see you. Let's see. Hang on. All comments. That would be a good idea. Okay. Hi, Maya. Nice to see you. Okay, let's see. All right, so let's get to talking about the Scorpio full moon. Oh my gosh, it just seems like it's one thing after another, right? It's like the minute that we start to get used to the energy, or maybe the energy starts to lighten up, there's something else astrologically that's going to jump at us, right? I'm sure if you listen to Mark Huston prior to tuning in, he has kept you in the know. There are definitely four zodiac signs most affected by the full moon in Scorpio. It's definitely Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Of course, I'm going to be in the mix there, right? So, all right, let's see. I wrote down little blurbs. So, if you're a Taurus, it's like a healing phase that you're going through, and especially in relationships for Tauruses. It's like Tauruses really have to look at their relationships and how they're participating in them. And it really, like, I feel like for Tauruses, you have to kind of look at how busy you've been and what you've been neglecting in relationships. And if there are people that you haven't been in touch with, or it's maybe not a purposeful thing, but you're like just super concentrated on work or a set goal. I was getting the feeling the cards that I was throwing for Tauruses, and maybe what the message during this full moon would be, like, definite evaluations on relationships, and definitely reaching out to people that you haven't been in touch with that you need to be in touch with. Let's see. Yeah. And like all about like power dynamics, like really taking a close look at how you're feeling in relationships, and who's holding the power, and how that makes you feel, and how that's affecting your relationships. That came up big in the cards. Let's see. Yeah. And it's like also, it's like looking at relationships and really understanding why you've been in them. And this doesn't even mean love relationships. It can mean love relationships, but it could be parental relationships, and how that needs to change. Those kind of dynamics need to change between you and your parental figures, and understanding why they were the way that they were. That came up a lot in the cards for Tauruses. Oh, and Leos. Leos are definitely being affected by this full moon in Scorpio. And I feel like, like during a Scorpio full moon, we're definitely going to have these deep revelations, right? I definitely think that Leos are going to be looking at, again, dynamics within their family and having revelations about relationships that they just couldn't make sense of with family. Like, I don't understand why this dynamic still exists, or why I'm engaged in it, or like blaming the outside a lot on this, on these type of matters. And really during this full moon in Scorpio, coming to the revelation of like, wait a minute, I definitely have a part in this. I'm playing in this game as well. I can't solely blame this on an outside person, So kind of like Leos are really looking at dynamics of family relationships that need to change, but they need to take ownership of their part in that. Let's see. Yeah, and also the other thing that I saw for Leos concerning this, Scorpio full moon, is to really be careful about what comes up over the next couple of days in terms of emotions flying high or arguments, and to really move into that space that we just talked about with my little story, evolve or repeat. Move into that space where you really take a moment to think about things before you speak, and to think about, this is how I've always handled it, versus should I handle this different moving forward? So evolve or repeat really comes up big for all of us, but especially for Leos, while interacting with family over the next couple of days, even friends, even loved ones, definitely look at your behavior and the patterns of your behavior and take ownership to carve a new path. You know, especially those of us who are still holding on to ideals of relationships from our past, make sure, Leos, make sure you're not dragging that into your current situations. Don't repeat, evolve. Okay, and Scorpios are definitely being affected by this transit, bigger than others for the Scorpio full moon. Let's see what I wrote. So I kept getting this message of where are you, as Scorpios, denying yourself fulfillment in your life. That was like a big theme that was coming up for you guys in the cards. You know, it's like, are you really as liberated as you think you are? And are there these underlying themes that you might be ignoring or making excuses for? So I think that discovering where you're denying your own self-fulfillment is going to be a theme that comes up for Scorpios over the next couple of days. Let's see. You know, and I think that it's like with that, you start to see like the deep-seated fears that have been holding you back from taking a step forward with fulfillment in your life and feeling more fulfilled. And that kind of sets a course over the next couple of months for you to really start to analyze that and make different choices. You know, I think everybody's got that theme of evolve or repeat, evolve or repeat. All right, so Aquarius is the other sign. Oh, yay for me. Yay for us Aquariuses that we get to. We're one of the signs that are being affected in a big way from this full moon. Aquarius, the full moon in Scorpio is squaring off with Pluto in Aquarius, bringing some mind-blowing insights to your sense of self-actualization. Gotta love that. Let's see. With the sun and the moon representing ego and the heart's desire at odds with the planet of destruction, it's time to discern which dreams are worthy of abandoning for your own sake and which are not. Yeah, wow, that's intense. So I think for Aquarians, this month's full moon is like going to push us to confront where we have eternalized like feelings of inadequacy. And I think this cycle, this full moon this month is really going to push us into empowering ourselves and moving into a more confident state. I know for myself that's been coming up over the past couple of weeks, maybe even past couple of months. Everything that's happening astrologically has been kind of building up to this for Aquarians for sure. Really like seeing where the underbelly is and where that lies of us kind of needing to take a notch up with our self-confidence. I know I've been feeling that for sure. I mean, I'll definitely, you know, give some messages for the other signs during the course of the broadcast today. I just wanted to do those four because those are really highlighted for the full moon. Let me jump into the chat and see what's happening with all of you. Let's see if I could get back there. Hang on, guys. I don't know. Facebook is acting weird, of course. Okay. This is the only way I can access you guys. Let's see. All comments. All right. So like I said, if you guys need any questions answered, just pop in the chat and Jay will feed me the questions because I'm not seeing anything right now. I'm not seeing anything. There's just old comments. It's just not coming up for some reason. But, you know, we've talked extensively over the past couple of shows about quantum jumping and why that is such an important not a concept, but an important thing that we should all be paying attention to. And if you haven't listened to the past couple of shows, definitely jump into the archives and get in the know about quantum jumping. It sounds really complicated. In a nutshell, it's really not that complicated. It is, but it isn't. Quantum jumping just means moving from one way of thinking and being into another way. It kind of goes along the lines of evolve or repeat, that whole astrological cycle that we're all kind of going through. And what that means is that when we change our mindset, our actions will follow. And when you change your mindset about a certain thing that you've been stuck in, you actually quantum jump into a new reality, because we place ourselves into certain realities by the way that we think and the way that we react, and the things that people have told us, or things that have happened to us in our past. We can use that as a springboard to develop our future. And sometimes those ways of thinking are so outdated, they keep us in a stuck repeat pattern. So quantum jumping, what it really means is changing your mind about a situation and knowing that, you know, well, first it really starts with just accepting a certain situation, because with acceptance, the universe will then open up portals for you to make changes. When we fight against something, we just bring to life more things to fight about, that's for sure. And we keep on repeat cycle. But when we're quantum jumping, we're moving into a new reality that we create ourselves by changing the way that we think about things. Remember Dr. Wayne Dyer used to say that all the time. When you change the way that you look at things, the things that you look at change. And that's exactly what he meant. That's a quantum jump. You know, a lot of people think quantum jumping is going into a meditation and removing yourself from one reality to a next. And that is possible, but you have to do it in real time and in your real life, other than the meditation, for it to work, right? That's just like, you know, carrying crystals with you as that extra energy, right? The crystals aren't actually changing your life. It's just like a boost, right? All right, hang on. I think we got some questions here. All right. So Pamela is saying the Scorpio needs to put her big girl panties on and just on with it already. I love it so much. Hey, Lori love. Wonderful to see you. Hi, Maureen. Wonderful to see you. This Libra has definitely been exhausted with the eclipse and the retrograde. Hope the shift with this full moon in Scorpio is a good one. You're surrounded by the Scorpios. Maureen, would love to know where this hits me as for hoping for more energy and better finances. You know, interestingly enough, I think I do remember, I have a little blurb on each of the signs, but Maureen, I think I do remember seeing for Libra. I'll have to look back at my notes, but Libras are definitely paying attention to their finances right now, and they're putting forth a plan for the future that's going to fruit more money. It's all about the planning stage and the realization for Libras around this time. That's what the full moon in Scorpio is bringing for Libras. So I think that's interesting that you said that. But I'll read the blurb when I get to the rest of the signs for sure. Let's see. Hey, Quelly, wonderful to see you. Full moon blessings to you, birthday twin. Hi, John. I think. All right, perfect. All right, guys. So I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to take a music break. And when we come back, I'm going to gather all my notes so I could do the rest of the signs. And then hopefully you guys have some more questions in the chat room that I can answer for you. And we'll take it from there. You've been listening to 1-2 Radio, and I'm your host, Christina LaFrance. We're going to take a music break. We'll see you back in a few minutes.
Dan 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 d
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio, where we're definitely changing the way you listen to the world. We are talking about the Scorpio full moon. We're talking about quantum jumping. We're talking about the retrograde. We're talking about everything. Let's jump into, all right, back to the astrological signs and, how the full moon might bring up certain themes for us. Aries, before making any decisions, really check out the evidence behind anybody who you're going to confront. Like, it's, again, back to the evolve or repeat, you know, don't just jump on something, do your research. I feel like Aries needs to rein it in and do their research, because there might be some things that come up, but you might get some information wrong. So be careful with that. I definitely saw a lot of that in the cards for Aries. Gather your receipts before you start telling someone off. All right, let's see. We did Taurus already. Gemini, it was all about balance, striking balance for Geminis right now. That's the theme that's coming up for you, is, you know, Geminis wanting to play, right? But really just striking a good balance between work and play is something that definitely was all over the cards. Cancers, I feel like you guys are going to have revelations within relationship dynamics, right? And noticing the shifts that your relationship dynamics have been taking, and that, you know, your oldest friends, you know, have, you know, that those relationships that have had like deep foundations are the ones that are thriving right now, right? So that's kind of coming up for Cancers, like really reevaluating relationships and, you know, that sort of thing. We did Leo already. Virgos are kind of looking for a little adventure in their lives right now. So it's okay. I mean, you know, the Virgos like to plan for the future. Plan your stuff for the future and get behind it. Get behind it in a sense that while you're planning, you feel really good about it. Let's see. Believing in yourself was big for Virgos. That was going to come up for sure. Libras, planning for financial future. That's definitely something that's coming up for you guys. But it'll definitely prove to be rewarding. And your finances, just getting a hold of them and realizing, like, once you do, get on a good budget or really pay attention to your finances, you're going to, you know, realize that, oh, wow, I do have all this extra money to play and have, you know, little vacations here and there and still do all these things. You know, I can be congruent with my money and there's actually money left over to play. That's Libra. Mm-hmm. We did Scorpio. Sagittarius is all about, like, really moving into a space where you're realizing that it's important to maintain trust with people, you know, and, you know, when there's people confiding in you to really hold those secrets safe, right? That came up big in the cards for Sagittarius. Capricorn, there was a lot for Capricorn. Capricorn was like, it's like you had these certain goals in mind that, and dreams that you were moving into, but it seems like during this Scorpio full moon, there's going to be pause for Capricorns where they say, like, I don't know, is it okay to abandon this dream, or is it okay to change my mindset and my goals and go in a different direction, you know, because Capricorns, you know, they get really, when they want something, they can push really hard for it and really get stuck on it. But I just feel like for Capricorns, there might be something that is shifting for you and different things that, you know, the universe is trying to show you that, you know, maybe you should move in this direction. And I think that, you know, that's okay. You know, it's not like failing. It's just, you know, this was okay, but now it's not anymore. I'm going to shift and move into this direction. So that's happening a lot for Capricorns during this full moon. That's the realization that's coming towards you. We did Aquarius. Let's jump into Pisces. Let's see what I wrote for Pisces. So Pisces, it was like really about like moving in a certain direction that's been like really difficult for you, and kind of reacting the same old way, the same old programming's coming in during these things that are happening, where you're just feeling like, oh, I can't, you know, I can't do this anymore. This is daunting. This is, you know, this is too much for me. And kind of changing the perspective about that. So again, another message of evolve or repeat, and viewing things from a different perspective for Pisces. And I think like for Pisces, it's really hard too, because you guys have like such a, you really have a sixth sense. Like you really have a lot of intuition, and that intuition can get clouded sometimes. And I think it's because you get caught up in that daunting energy. So when you start to look at situations that have been tough for you in the lately, and you change your perspective and almost move into that place of acceptance for what is right now and not fight it, I think it really is going to open up your intuition. And if you're at a crossroads where you're like, I'm not sure if I should do this or not, I can't really access my intuition, it's because you have to let go of that heavy energy and look at things that have been happening in your life from a different perspective. And I think that the Scorpio full moon opens up a pathway for you when you change your perspective. It's like, oh, wow, I hadn't thought of it that way. And it just kind of shakes things loose for you. Okay, I think I got everybody. Let's see. All right, hang on. We got more comments here. Let's see. Got more comments here, but they won't show them to me. Let's try this differently. All right. Let me look on my phone. Maybe Jay's texting. Let's see. All right, so Marina is saying message for her finances. I'm trying not to attack my 401k. Yeah, you and a bunch of other people too, right? Everybody's in that boat right now. You know, I think sometimes and I know that I sound like a broken record when I say this, but I think this works like a charm for everyone, is to, you know, move into acceptance and take things one day at a time. So this week, this bill is due and I'm going to pay it. You know, I'm not going to look too far ahead into the future concerning my finances. This week, I have to pay this and I have to pay that, and I got it paid and I feel really good. And the reason why I tell you to do that is because when we walk around in a constant state of fear of money, it just brings more things to be fearful of. And we intensify that energy that we put out into the world that says, I'm omitting lack right now. So then our state of being stays in that state of lack. And that's where quantum jumping comes in, right? And sometimes it's not an easy feat to jump from I feel lack to I feel prosperous, right? It's almost impossible. It's where most people fail, myself included. So that's why I offer up for you to not look ahead. So I know that sounds like, you know, not great advice, but in the moment it is not to look too far ahead and to take it day by day. Today, this credit card bill is due and I have the money and I'm going to pay it, right? Or I'm going to have the money on Friday and I'm going to pay it. You know, and take things day by day, week by week. And as you start to, you know, be able to pay each bill, you actually pick up a momentum of feeling good. When you look too far ahead at what's not paid and the big picture, it keeps your body stuck in a sense of feeling lack. So with that, I think that's the best advice that I could give you. I'll take a quick peek at your cards and see what the universe wants to say concerning your finances. Any more advice from the universe concerning finances? Let's see. I love it. So you get the Wheel of Fortune in the upright position, sweetheart, which is a beautiful card to pull when you ask a question like this. It's a time of positive change. A situation suddenly moves forward and fortune is on your side. So I don't think I have to say anything else to that, honey. I think that you got your question answered. Things are definitely going to pick up momentum and get better. And I would definitely follow the advice that I just gave you about money, because I think it really, because our goal is not short-term quick fixes. Our goal is to change our energy field concerning money, right? And once we change that energy field, we pick up the momentum. So I definitely would follow that advice, and your cards look pretty good, honey. Things are about to make a change for you for the better. Wheel of Fortune in the upright position. All right, let's see what else we got here. Okay. You're running for the hills, huh, Maureen, with your Leo baby? Oh my God, too funny. Okay. All right, let me take a look at Maya. Let's see, Maya. Any messages for Maya concerning her dental health? Hang on. Let's see. Okay. Seeking out professional advice, revelations. You know, the cards are basically just saying, you know, to seek out, you know, medical, you know, advice, and to move forward in what you have to do concerning, you know, your dental issues. You know, you look good. It looks like things are going to wrap themselves up, but stay steadfast in moving forward and being congruent with your dental care. Okay, sweetheart. All right, let's see if I can. All right. I don't see anything else. If Jay sees anything else, he will definitely send forward the messages. So, so you know, this full moon that occurs tomorrow, it really is a time where we are moving into a space where we can, and especially Scorpio, right? It's like that energy of like what lies beneath starts to surface. And, you know, I started to feel that energy this weekend. I'm feeling it now. And it really is like we come to this crossroad where certain things will come up for us. And I just have that sneaking suspicion that for all of us, no matter what sign we are or how it's going to affect us, that whole theme of evolve or repeat comes up. And when realizations come up, for us to really take a pause and to remember how these feelings hit us and how it makes the body react. If we could pause in that moment and remember, well, you know, this is the normal way that I react to certain situations versus a different perspective and how I could possibly react. And that doesn't mean like sucking it up and just shutting your mouth. It's maybe looking at things from just a different point of view that might fruit a different reaction. You know, it's not about shutting up and being the spiritual person and just smiling at certain situations. It's not that at all. It's really about just changing our perspective on things. And I think that that's an important message that is for all of us, no matter what sign we are, because I know that I used that this weekend and I looked at myself and I found myself trying to grab at things from the outside and blame the way that I was feeling on certain occurrences that happened. And they weren't even really big deals, but they were just these small things that were happening during the course of the day that were just making me feel uncomfortable. And I couldn't really understand and pinpoint why until I kind of just took a little bit of a break. And I went upstairs and I just went in the room and shut the door. And I just kind of was sitting with myself and saying, like, what's going on? Like, why are you feeling this way? You know, and really bringing it back to self, you know, and not because I think that when we get so caught up in our triggers, and because Lord knows there'll be some triggers during this this full moon in Scorpio, you know, deep-seated triggers that can come up for some of us. It's difficult to grab a hold of ourselves in that moment. And, you know, I'm lucky that I'm surrounded by people that are, it's not that they're in the know, but they just have this way about them where they're, let's talk this out. Let's, you know, not that reactive, you know, response that I'm used to, you know. So it's like, wow, somebody actually sat back and had the time to take a moment to say, well, let's try to understand why this is happening and, you know, what we can do to make it better. And I'm just like sitting around scratching my head because, you know, I've spoken about this before over the past couple of months that, you know, I went through this time in my life where I really started making all these different shifts and changes in my own psyche and doing a lot of deep shadow work on myself for repeating patterns that were happening. And instead of reacting in the old way, I started reacting in a new way. And when we react in a new way to like situations that keep happening over and over, we tend to attract in a whole different set of people in our lives that are due to our upgrade of thinking and our placement. And that's actually called quantum jumping. You know, quantum jumping occurs and is easy for us to jump a timeline when we look at life in a much different way. You know, when we view life through the lens of being victimized or placing ourselves in a situation where it's not our fault, it's just everybody's on the outside, we tend to live a life where we're in a constant state of bringing in the same exact scenario with different faces over and over. So that's what quantum jumping is in a nutshell. It's about really taking ownership and taking a look at the circumstances in our lives and releasing the blame from the outside. I mean, in the 3D world, I'm sure there's plenty of people to blame. You know, this person did that to me, this person did this to me. But evolving past that, beyond the place of right, wrong, good, or bad, there's a field. And that's the field I'm talking about, you know, and that's where we are able to jump timelines when we visit that field that says there is no right or wrong. There is nobody to blame. We are just all actors in this movie or play. And I'm going to grab from this movie scene what the universe is currently trying to teach me so I can move forward and make that quantum jump into a different reality. And all that means, all that, you know, sci-fi sounding crap, really what that means is I'm going to change the way that I look at things and I'm going to watch the things that I look at change, you know? Because ultimately, we can't change any situation until we change ourselves and the way that we view things. And it's not to say that people are getting away with things or you're allowing people to behave badly. You're just making the choice to either remove yourself from that, or you're making the choice to understand that, wow, you know, I have an intricate part in all this nonsense because I'm participating in it. And that's not to make yourself feel bad, not at all. That's shadow work. That's like, oh, I could understand why I participated in such nonsense my entire life because of the fact that I grew up in this, I witnessed this, I thought this was normal, right? That's how you talk to yourself. Let's see. Let's see. Okay. Hey, Karen, how are you? Hi, Nora. Happy birthday. Let's get you a birthday message. All right, birthday message for Nora, please. Let's see what we got here. So your birthday message is the King of Swords, which is that's the energy of like speaking your mind with confidence, you know? That's the energy of balancing mental and emotional considerations and you know, speaking up and having a voice. So there's your birthday message, my friend. Okay. So yeah, we have about 3 minutes left, and well, this went by pretty fast because we were 7 minutes late. I do apologize for that, but yeah, so quantum jumping is really in a nutshell, not all that difficult once you actually understand the concept of it. You know, and the concept of quantum jumping is leaving one belief system and going into another. And that's not with like these grandioso ideas of like, I'm going to be a millionaire tomorrow. No, that doesn't work because your body would never believe that, right? That's not what that's about. You're not going to go into a quantum jump in a meditation and all of a sudden jump into a place where you're, you know, a millionaire. But that doesn't happen. It's too far-fetched. The body would never believe it. Quantum jumping is a placement where you start to believe differently and you start to jump timelines that will assist you into getting to where you want to be. But quantum jumping is not possible until you actually do the legwork and clean up what has been holding you hostage in those certain timelines that keep bringing the same exact repeat scenario over, bringing it over and over again. You know, and a lot of people will say to me, well, you know, this person won't allow for me to, you know, come out of this said situation. And, you know, that's a really difficult, way of thinking because you definitely hold yourself hostage when you think that way. So, quantum jumping is about taking your life and being responsible for it and the choices that you make, and also changing the way that you think about things, you know, and really looking at things in a way that says, you know what, this my life might look like a shit show right now, and things are up in the air and they're chaotic, but that's when you know the universe is working on you intensely. Don't think that you're failing in life if your life is chaos right now. It's actually quite the opposite. When the universe is bringing a lot of chaos to your life, it means that you're moving and shifting things. I hope all of you have an amazing full moon in Scorpio and lots of beautiful revelations. And I hope that you choose to evolve rather than repeat. And I hope that you have an amazing rest of the week. And I will see you back here next Monday. I hope you guys have a great day. Take care.